Before we begin the Mass, if we could please rise for the prayer of forgiveness and absolution. The prayer is already on display. We can all recite it together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Father in heaven, I come before you this day as a sinner in need of your mercy. Your word says in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and have fallen short of your glory. I come before you because I know you are merciful and forgiving God. You have made a promise to me in Isaiah 1:18 that I shall come to you and we will reason together, that though my sins are as red as scarlet, you shall make them as white as snow. I come before you this day with numerous sins, but I believe, Father, that you will make me as white as snow. That was the very purpose of sending your only Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross of Calvary. He died so that a sinner like me can be forgiven, and I can boldly call upon your name. I do not want the death of your Son to be in vain, Lord. And that is the reason I come before you today, to claim my forgiveness. I ask you, Father, to wash me with the precious blood of Jesus and cleanse me. I ask you to forgive me all the sins I have committed in thoughts, words, and deeds, knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive me for times I put my trust in other gods than in you. The times I worship the God of money or the God of work, I ask you, Father, to forgive me. Father, forgive me all the times I consulted other magical powers, such as crystals, Ouija boards, astrology, and fortune telling. Forgive me the times I swore with your name, and the times I used it in disrespectful ways. The times I used your name carelessly, I ask you for forgiveness. Forgive me for using crosswords with my fellow brothers and sisters, created in your own image and likeness. I ask for forgiveness for the times I placed my own priorities above yours and failed to pray as I should or worship you as much as I should. I ask forgiveness for the times I missed church on Sunday or holy days, or did not pay attention at Mass. Lord, look mercifully on me for every time I have failed to use my talents and treasures to serve you and further your kingdom here on earth. Lord, I forgive my parents for all the times they did not love and respect me as they should. I forgive them for everything they have done to me in the past or anything in the present that holds me back from loving them fully. I ask you, Father, in your mercy to forgive them. I forgive my brothers and sisters for any pain they have caused me in the past or present that prevents me from giving them my full love. Even family members who have died, Lord, I ask you to forgive them. Lord, I ask you to forgive me for the times I have failed to love and respect my parents and family members as I should. For all the times I have used disrespectful language and cut them off because they are a source of annoyance in my life, I ask you, Father, to forgive me. I repent, Father, for not working to promote the dignity of human life. The times I failed to reach out to the poor, homeless, or less privileged, I ask you for forgiveness. Forgive me for any times I have committed an abortion, used contraception, or failed to give wise guidance and counsel that would have prevented someone from committing these sins. I ask forgiveness for not taking good care of the environment and thereby endangering the lives of future generations. I repent for not doing my best to promote or support policies that would better the lives of people all over. chest. I ask forgiveness for any time in my life that I've had sexual relationships with someone who was not my rightful wedded spouse, for having sexual thoughts about other people, for abusing my sexuality, for using pornography or seeing another person as a sexual object. I repent of taking anything that did not belong to me or cheating in my workouts. I repent of not doing my full day's work and lazying around just because I was not watched by my employer. I repent of cheating my employees, not paying them just wages, and giving them the promotions and benefits they deserve. I repent of lying to sell goods or services and taking advantage of those in weaker negotiating position. Lord, I'm sorry for all the nasty things I have said about other people. I'm sorry for saying things about people that I cannot say before them. I'm sorry for deep-seated anger against family members, friends, colleagues, and fellow human beings created in your own image and likeness. I repent of seeking the downfall of others and rejoicing in the failures of other people. I repent of being unhappy when I see other people progress in life. I repent of not holding confidences people have shared with me and in turn endangering their privacy. I'm sorry for being judgmental and not seeing good in other people. I recognize, Father, that if I'm not forgiven, I will find it difficult to live in freedom as your child. I hold on to your promise of 2 Corinthians 7:14, that if your people who are called by your name humble themselves, pray and confess their sins, you will forgive them and heal them of their diseases. I humble myself today and ask you to cleanse me of my sinfulness. Lord, I accept my forgiveness today and promise to do all I can to avoid the irritation of sin. Thank you for loving me and forgiving me. In Jesus' name, amen.
God, the Father of mercies, through the death and resurrection of his Son, has reconciled the world to himself and has given us the sacrament of reconciliation for the forgiveness of sins. Through the ministry of the Church, may God give you peace and pardon, absolve you from all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.